Well, say good afternoon. We continue today in Simen Lamed Dalid. So remember, again, we began last week, actually we're picking up in the middle of Sif Beis. So last week we began to discuss the idea that Shulchan Aruch said that someone who's a Yarei Shamayim should put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. And it's interesting that the way the Machaber frames it is that one should put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. So remember, we discussed over here. So the Mechaber picks up, I'm on page 116 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, V'yichavim b'hanachasam ba'osam shemali b'dehilchasa ani yotzechavasi. Now that the person is putting on two pairs of tefillin at the same time, person should have in mind the following. The tefillin that are the correct pair, because remember again, one of those two pairs is pasul. So the one that is the correct pair is the one with which I am fulfilling the mitzvah. V'hasha'ar him kiritzuos ba'alma. And the other pair should simply be just like leather straps. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Zayin, "Delo yuchal lechavin b'shtein be'es hiduk shemahat kin yachal l'shem tefillin," because you can't have in mind that both of them should be for the sake of tefillin. Dehari echad mehem eino tefillin, because again, one of them is pasul. The ish omrim ot. Furthermore, there's another issue over here. The ish bazem ishum bal tosif. There's an issue over here also of adding on to mitzvos. He says, "I'm sorry." The ish bazem ishum bal tosif. Ultimately, again, an issue over here of baltosif. Baltosif means the concept of adding on to a mitzvah. So remember, again, the obligation is only to wear one pair of tefillin, not to wear two pairs of tefillin. And therefore, lemaisa, again, one could run into an issue of baltosif ba'alma. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Ches. Shar mimanav shach, ech meyem pasul. V'chein niskra le'el b'sif ko'in alif. V'davka ba'zeh ino over a baltosif. So remember again, the Mishnah Berurah says you avoid baltosif in this situation. Again, just to be clear, baltosif means the prohibition to go ahead and add on to mitzvos. So one would think that you'd be stepping into that issue over here, because after all, you are putting on two pairs of tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to tell you why there's no baltosif. Aleph, she'ech me'en pasal. First of all, because you're not putting on two pairs of tefillin for the sake of putting on two pairs of tefillin. Rather, you're just trying to simply hedge your bets. One of them is pasal, one of them is kosher. Therefore, I'm putting on both of them in order to ensure that at least I'm getting the right mitzvah of tefillin somehow. And beis, shekol echad omi b'fnei atzmo. Each one of them is separate and independent. So what does that mean? Avali meniach shnei zugos tefillin kasherim. But for example, if you were to put on two kosher pairs of tefillin, that would be baltosif. O she tefillin shalosh asa shachamisha batim. Bein sha'aso mitchila shachamisha o sha'aso shalarba. V'chiber lo achar kach od bayis echad. Avar baze Allah bat baltosif. So when would you violate baltosif? If for a person were to go ahead and, let's say, make the shalosh out of five compartments, whether you made it that way or you pasted on the fifth compartment later on, or you were to wear two pairs of tefillin, kosher tefillin, simultaneously, that would be baltosif. Va'ayin beber hagra, shemashma bedvarav da'afilu im ha'bayis ha'chamishi lo chiber osa lagamre im ha'arba abatim rak bikshira ba'alma. So the Grudge just adds in over here that in that case of where you're adding on a fifth compartment, let's say to the shalrosh, even if you didn't originally fashion that way, and even if you didn't paste it, but you only tied it to the other four compartments, you would still not be able to the mitzvah of tefillin, and there could still be an issue of bal tosif. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch, ki mokom yesh barosh nahaniach shtei tefillin v'chein bizroa. Now remember, this whole idea of the Shulchan Aruch is predicated on this idea that there is enough space in the allotted space on the head and the allotted space on the bicep to, technically speaking, have two batim, albeit they'd have to be smaller batim. But this is why you're able to put on, technically, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin at the same exact time. Because if you make the batim small enough, it is possible to fit two of them in the proper space on the head and two of them on the proper space on the arm. The Imeini Odea, I'm continuing in the Shulchan Aruch, the Imeini Odea lechavin ha-makom, o lahaniach shnehem yachad. But if you don't go ahead, if you don't know how to go ahead and measure the exact spot and be able to put them on simultaneously, yaniach kedivrei ha-echad shal yad v'shalosh, v'yaniach ha-achirim al smach harishona. So you'll go ahead and you'll put on the first one, the first shal yad and shalosh, and then you'll put on the second shalat and shalosh. Now, if you'll notice over here in the Mechaber, he has in parentheses the words v'yisalkim miyad. So what that means is, the way you would read that is, you would first put on the first pair of tefillin, then take it off, and then put on the second pair of tefillin. But in fact, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah says that we have to take out those words. So what the Mechaber is actually describing over here is like this. In the Lechatchila model, meaning when I say Lechatchila is, if you're putting on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, both of them, so in an ideal sense, you'd put them on at the same exact time. You'd put on two shalyats, make the bracha, and then again tie them together, putting the ritzua of the Rabbeinu Tam underneath the ritzua of Rashi, and you would put on two shal roshes as well. If you can't do that, the Mechaber says, you put on one, and then you immediately put on the other one. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Shneihem yachad perish, kishiyahadik shneim abasachos layucha lachavin amakum shekol echad munach amakom akadin. The issue over here is this person can't put on both pairs simultaneously. Al kintarach lekashrom al kalponim take kivz. But you at least have to put them on one after the other without any interruption. The idea over here is, so if you can't put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time, so you would, let's say, make the bracha, put on the first pair, and then immediately afterwards put on the second pair, while the first pair is still on. And the idea is if you put on the second pair immediately after the first pair, so the bracha that you made over the first pair is able to go ahead and work for the second pair as well. Sif Katan Yud in the Mishnah Berurah. Yaniach kedivrei echad shayad shorosh v'yaniach achirim asmach habracha v'im lo yuchal kein tzarech lomar v'lo garsina v'yisalkei miyad. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that we take out those words in parentheses v'yisalkei miyad, because the Mechaber is not referring to putting on the first pair, then taking it off, then putting on the second pair. What he's referring to is a person who's going to wear both pairs simultaneously. But in the first case where a person is able to put them on simultaneously, fine. In this case, I can't get them on at the same time. Instead, I'm going to put them on consecutively, but both are going to be worn concurrently. Kedivrei ha'echad yud aleph v'ayis the Mishnah Berurah ha'mechaber sasam dvarav ulefi achras ha'achronim tov yoseh she'yismo ha'bracha la'tfilin d'rashi. So it's interesting because in this model, so the Mechaber doesn't tell me which pair of tefillin I should put on first. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the other opinions say that one should put on the Rashi pair first. This way, Rashi pair is closest to the bracha. Shalyad v'sharosh sifkon yud beiz. In the Mishnah Berurah, ulemachaber bebracha achas, ulafim min haginu b'shtei brachos. Now remember, again, going way back to Simin Chav Hei, so we learned that according to the Mechaber, there is only one bracha that's made on tefillin, and that's the bracha of laniach. So for the Mechaber, this model is much simpler, because you make a bracha of laniach, then let's say you put on your tefillin Rashi, and then immediately afterwards you put on your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you put on your Rashi tefillin first, and then you put on your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and that one bracha of laniach goes on both pairs. However, he says, "Va'achar kach yaniach eslam zukshniyah va'afapi." Ulefim min hagino b'shtei brachos. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "Our minhag, like the Rama, is we make two brachos: the bracha of laniach on the shalyad and on mitzasin on the sharosh. Va'achar kach yetzlam zukshini va'afapi shemafsik b'neim banochas asharosh shal zug rishon." The gamba bracha shemavarich aleh lefim min hagino afilu hachi shapir dami dashnei brachos al tarvaykoi. Now, what's interesting, says the Mishnah Berurah, is although one could have said that this should not work for Ashkenazim who are making two brachos, because after all, I make the bracha of laniach, let's say, on my Rashi shalyad, then I put on my Rashi shalrosh, I'm going to make the bracha of amitzvas tefillin, then I'm going to go back and put on my Rabbeinu Tam shalyad, which is the bracha of laniach again. So I might have thought that maybe the amitzvas tefillin on the Rashi shalrosh creates a hefsek between the bracha of laniach and the Rabbeinu Tam shalyad. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not a concern, because since it's your intention when you're making the brachos, that the brachos should devolve upon both sets of tefillin, therefore again it works. Avalo yuchal lahaniach mitchila shtayim shayad mishtei zugos v'achakach hashtayim shalosh v'nimtza mafsik bina shayad l'sharosh panachas hashnim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the one thing you can't do is you can't make lahaniach, you can't recite lahaniach on the tefillin shalyad of Rashi and then put on the tefillin shayad of Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because in that case, you're being mafsik, you're making an interruption between the shayad of Rashi and the shalrosh of Rashi. So therefore, the only way to do it is first to put on Rashi fully, and then to put on Rabbeinu Tam fully as well. Now, this concludes this particular section. So we're going to see, so remember, what we have so far is two different models. So far, what the Mechaber has introduced us to is this idea that if a person is a Yorei Shamayim, which seems to be a person wants to be especially meticulous with mitzvos, and therefore a person wants to cover his bases with tefillin, I want to put on Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So if you're going to put on both, The optimal way seems to be that you put them on literally simultaneously, and there's enough room on the bicep and enough room on the head to wear two batim simultaneously. If you're going to do that, that's the best. One bracha of lahaniach, you wrap the ritzuos together with the Rabbeinu Tam ritzua underneath the Rashi ritzua. According to Ashkenazim, you'll make two brachas, lahaniach on the shalyad, amitzas on the shalrosh. According to the Mechaber, only one bracha of lahaniach. Let's say I can't do that. So the next best model after that is I put the pairs on consecutively. So I put on, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I'll put on Rashi first, and then afterwards, again, I'll put on Rabbeinu Tam. And while I'm still wearing the Rashi, so I end up in the same place, which is I'm wearing two pairs of tefillin consecutively, but at the end of the day, I'm not putting them on simultaneously, I'm putting them on consecutively. So the Mishnah Berurah just comments in this case, actually, the Mechaber also says in this case, that I'll make one bracha. And the bracha I make on the first pair, which according to the Mishnah Berurah should be Rashi, will work on both pairs. And even though, again, by Ashkenazim, there is another bracha of the Shalrosh that really kind of interrupts between the bracha of Lahaniach on Rashi and the putting on of the Rabbeinu Tam, since my intention when making these brachos is that they should ultimately work for both sets of tefillin, therefore again it does not constitute a hefsek. So as we will stop over here, we're going to pick up, the Mechaber is going to give us one more option, which we'll discuss tomorrow in the event that a person not only cannot put them on simultaneously, but let's say even I have difficulty putting them on consecutively, so again the Mechaber will tell us tomorrow what my options are, and again tomorrow we'll really see the halacha lemaisa in terms of contemporary practice, what we do in terms of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and looking forward to continuing tomorrow.